Israel carried out an airstrike on Iran. The jury for Donald Trump's trial is almost set. And Taylor Swift dropped a surprise at 2 a.m. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Friday, April 19th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Explosions were reported in Isfahan early this morning. That's a province with the largest nuclear research complex in Iran. An Israeli official told the Post that the strike was intended to signal that it has the ability to strike inside Iran. It was in retaliation for an Iranian barrage of missiles and drones launched against Israel last weekend. President Biden had urged Israel not to strike back, fearing it could further destabilize the Middle East. Iranian state media downplayed reports of the attack and said there was no significant damage. Here's what they were saying on Iran's press TV this morning.
Basically, in Iran, life is based on whatever happens normally. There's nothing whatsoever out of the ordinary.
A 12-member jury was picked for Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. That's number 2. It was a chaotic day in court. Day 3 of jury selection began with 7 jurors sworn in. That number shrank to 5 after 2 were removed. Then it jumped to 13, including an alternate juror, by the end of the day. One of the jurors who was removed yesterday said she was worried that her identity would be exposed. It underlined the intense scrutiny that comes with sitting in judgment of the former president. Jury selection will resume today, with about 5 more alternate jurors needed. If all goes to plan, opening statements will begin on Monday. Number 3. President Biden set new rules to protect trans students and abuse survivors. The Title IX rules were finalized today. They bar schools from discriminating against trans students. School districts that prevent trans students from using bathrooms aligned with their identities could be seen as violating the new rules. The administration is also ordering significant changes for how colleges adjudicate claims of sexual harassment and assault. This will undo a Trump-era system for handling sexual assault complaints. All of this sets up an election year culture clash with conservative states and school boards that have recently limited transgender rights in schools. Speaking of that election, check out the new episode of The Campaign Moment out later today from Post Reports. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Number 4. The U.S. just changed how it manages a tenth of its land. The Interior Department released a new rule yesterday. It will allow roughly 245 million acres of public property to be leased for conservation. That's in the same way that oil companies can lease land for drilling. This morning, the Biden administration also announced new limits to oil drilling across 13 million acres in Alaska. Together, these rules should help protect public lands from development that contributes to climate change. But legal challenges are expected from fossil fuel industry groups and Republican officials. Number 5 is somewhat related. The planet is experiencing a sudden and extraordinary temperature surge. Each of the last 10 months has been the hottest on record. This alarming trend has been driven by decades of uncontrolled fossil fuel burning and an El Niño climate pattern. But the scale and intensity of this hot streak is unprecedented. And scientists are struggling to explain how the planet could have exceeded previous temperature records by as much as it has. The next few months could provide some answers. The planet will shift to a La Niña weather pattern. That could reveal whether Earth's climate has undergone a fundamental shift or if we'll return to a more predictable warming trajectory. But even if that happens, experts say it would only be a temporary reprieve from the extreme conditions that we'll soon have to confront. Number 6. Sleep patterns and disorders differ between women and men. A new review of research found lots of differences in the way women and men sleep and don't sleep. Women are more likely to suffer from insomnia and to say they have lower sleep quality. and men are more likely to have sleep apnea. An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans have chronic or ongoing sleep disorders. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. And 1 in 3 adults in the U.S. experience sleep deprivation, according to the CDC. Bad sleep is associated with poor health outcomes. But historically, medical research on sleep didn't include women. So these kinds of studies help correct that. And they could lead to better treatments for sleep problems. And at number 7, Taylor Swift released a surprise double album this morning. The pop star dropped the Tortured Poets Department at midnight. Then, in classic Taylor fashion, she shocked fans 2 hours later with 15 extra songs. She had given some clues this could happen. Her promotion for the record included several references to the number 2. So Swifties suspected something was up. The first single is called Fortnite. It features Post Malone. Take a very, very brief listen. I touched you for only a fortnight. I touched you, but I touched you and for a fortnight. A major theme on this album is heartbreak. And as usual, fans are already hard at work dissecting who exactly Swift is singing about. Knowing them, I'm sure they'll have it all figured out by the time you hear this podcast. That's the show for this week. Thanks for listening. The assistant producer of The 7 is Taylor White. The staff writers are me and Jamie Ross. John Taylor is our editor, and yesterday he was also the birthday boy. Additional editing is by Christina Quinn. Copy editing by Francis Moody and Melissa No. Mixing and sound design is by Jim Briggs and Justin Garish. Our theme music is by Edith Mudge. Vernita Jablonski is our director of audio. I'm Hannah Jewell. Have a great weekend. I'll meet you back here on Monday.